Suggestions for building a resilient rural America. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Xochitl Torres-Small has the cred to speak about how rural America can be more resilient. She's a former member of Congress and also served as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
It takes knowledge on the ground. We have to listen to farmers and community. We have to invest in research that will make sense for farmers to apply in the future. We have to recognize innovations and ideas, and we have to support as farmers look to plan and diversify so that they can take a risk that will turn into opportunities for themselves, for rural people, and for places across our country.
Torres Small was among panelists in a recent Farm Foundation webinar on reviving rural America, and says agriculture has been responsive to the challenges it faces.
I feel inspired by the continuing work that's happening in rural places and hopeful that there can be support for that through real intentionality in that diversification of production and the recognition that different types of operations will help build that resilience.
Torres Small called for continued support from the public for rural Americans.
When we invest in rural people, when we invest in their solutions, there's no better source of hope.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.